Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I'm not going to sideswipe what we're doing here, okay? And I'm not mad at Luke Sloan for the update. But I don't know what kind of classroom you're giving Jonathan Smith a C for year one at State. Try an F. You didn't make a bowl.
I don't think that's an F.
It's an F.
That's not an F.
Okay, great. Well, you let Rutgers come to town and impregnate you. Okay? F. It's
not an F.
Whatever.
Dude. F is if going winless. That's an F.
Oh, for God's sakes. Okay, you know what?
No, that's an F, Mike.
You don't make a bowl at a Power 5
okay,
school.
Everybody's not either you win it all or not.
Win it all? I wanted to go to the... You could have put him in the Rancid Mayo Bowl.
I'm saying, to me, I probably would have probably given him a D+, but yeah. You didn't lose every game.
Okay. I don't want to sideswipe it. I never should have reacted to it. I just, in what world is that a C? All right, let's play the audio because this is exciting for me. Truly. I have said I believe Taylor Swift runs the NFL. The Chiefs are just handed calls. And I believe it borders on a fix. And I have some stats that I have used. I even have a new stat to delight Rico with today. But I wanted to play this audio for you guys. And I need to know who's with me. Because the person in this clip is with me. I just need to know. And I don't think it's tinfoil. I don't think I'm insane. I think the NFL is simply a different version of wrestling. The WWE. I want to play this for you. And David, thank you for doing what you did. Because I know it's a pain in the ass to splice audio. And Kenny's busy taking bong rips and enjoying a long weekend. No, I don't want to hear it. He's not sick. He's partying.
He's sick.
He's using his hot dog roller, and he's doing a bunch of weed. Now.
Or he could be sick. Go ahead.
Either that. Mine was a better story. I want to play this for you from a god-awful radio show that I don't even know where it's available called The Rich Eisen Show. But Bill Burr, who I happen to think is very funny, but Bill Burr talked about this. Just listen before you judge whether you like Bill Burr or not, or Eisen.
Yeah, he's funny.
Take a listen to this because this topic came up.
Oh.
Now, and it's true.
Oh.
Rich Eisen's a joke. He works for the NFL Network. He would never challenge it.
Come on.
But Bill Burr said Taylor Swift's presence drives viewers. That's true. Taylor Swift being attached to the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl makes more people watch the Super Bowl. People who don't care about football, people who don't watch football, she is the most powerful woman on the planet. In fact, she may run the planet as a part of some interstellar governing body
The point I'm making is, wow. Listen to me.
Who had Illuminati on the bingo card?
Listen to me, my good man. Bill Burr is onto it. And the NFL, if you look at how they're classified, they are an entertainment product. They are not. They leave themselves room. So again, when push comes to shove, if the refs can impact the game and help the Chiefs, it always happens. Case in point, the spot the other day. Which ref overruled the call? The one who didn't have the view, but he was the one that came in from the Chiefs sideline. Here's another one. In the 8-game win streak of the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs, do you know how many roughing the passers have been called on Patrick Mahomes?
6.
Yes. Do you know how many have been called on the opposing quarterbacks?
Not 6.
0.
That's not 6.
0. Because Taylor doesn't want that. So here's my point. I know you make fun of me. I'm telling you, I've arrived at a point where the money in sports is so outrageous. These TV deals are so insane.
Mm-hmm.
That yes, Taylor Swift and Patrick Mahomes, that is, I don't know what the comparative would be. But it is just this, it will drive so many eyeballs to their most important broadcast of the year. You can't tell me that her impact, that they are not fixing this, that if you don't kill the Chiefs, I'm talking end of, was it Casino or Goodfellas, where they killed Pesci and his brother with a baseball bat and buried him alive?
They're the same movie.
If you don't do that to the Chiefs, the league is going to step in and do what they want. Who is with me?
Okay. You done?
I think so.
Okay. I'll say this, Mike.
Let me hear it.
I hear what you're saying. And unlike you, I don't judge. I hear what you're saying, and I'm listening to it. You have some valid points. Now, this would make a lot more sense if all of a sudden Taylor Swift was dating, like, somebody in the NHL, and all of a sudden their ratings skyrocketed. And I was like, you know what? You're onto something. The NFL was already king. They didn't need Taylor Swift. People were watching the Super Bowl at historic rates regardless, and the Chiefs were winning.
But does she increase it?
Chiefs were already winning without her. Like if all of a sudden both things happen at the same time, I would be right there with you.
I understand. It's not both, but it's taking great and making it greater. And what has the NFL shown you? Greed is the only currency. They're selling individual games. They're making the average fan, if they want to watch every game, pay almost $1,400 a year to watch NFL football. Taylor Swift, Super Bowl, that is an increase.
Now, here's where, kind of going back to our whole drone conversation that we had.
Taylor's flying the drones.
No.
Tell me.
No. Sometimes the best way to hide a conspiracy
is to put it right
in your face.
Yes.
Remember a few years ago when the NFL came out with a commercial talking about the script, and they did a read around the table, and they were all like, okay, here's the script for this year. Oh, wow, I can't believe that's going to happen.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there like, these SOBs are really embracing this. So at that point, I'm thinking, wow, maybe they just threw it right in your face and said, yeah, there's a script, but you won't believe it's a script.
I think there is a heavily massaged impact here. And don't give me the Jordan rules.
Now,
this is different. It's close.
This may be with the Jordan rules, Mike. If they come out and win, then I will put it right up there with Michael Jordan and the Bulls and his 9 months of playing baseball. And then 9 months to the day he decided to come back to the NBA. I'll put it on that level of conspiracy because I'll never believe. He just decided to walk away.
Oh, no. He was asked to go away. I've always believed
that. Oh, wait. You're going to play baseball for the same guy who owns the Bulls.
But just look.
But this.
The Chiefs calls.
If they win.
The fact that they get every call. The fact that any time the refs can play a role, it feels like they are absolutely being instructed. And don't tell me that refs haven't been compromised before. We've seen it. Tim Donaghy. And you think he was the only one? Give me a break. I just believe whether it is a mandate, whether it is suggested, or whether it's just cryptic, Maybe it's some kind of secret society.
See, but
I'm telling you, I watch it. These games. Look at the Texans-Chiefs game. It's Rico, you said it. Sometimes you just do it right in front of everybody.
Right. Now, the only problem was, like, last Super Bowl, there's nothing that I can say, man, the NFL just screwed the Niners. The Niners screwed the Niners. Greenlaw's Achilles just pops. Like, everything that could possibly happen.
That was Taylor Swift.
Okay.
She pointed a ray gun.
Okay. Shot him with a BB.
Well, you know what? I did laugh at this, but I mean, somebody had to make the call on that catch that wasn't a catch.
Xavier Worthy, that wasn't a catch.
No.
That ref was so intent on ruling it a catch, he didn't let the play out. The ball's still in the air, and he's doing the Macarena. Come on! That spot? How the hell is the guy with no view overruling the guy with the view? And he just happens to be on the Chiefs sideline.
It's Taylor Swift. It's because they told him in his head, you got to move.
Taylor Swift was in the earpiece.
But like I said, I would buy that except for the last Super Bowl. They won in overtime, and it was nothing that I'm like, I want to say, oh, the refs did. Refs didn't do anything in that
but
game.
But the refs don't. No. You just choke. That's what you do best. The point is. When the opportunity arises,
are you proud of yourself?
No, I actually feel terrible that I hurt you that way.
Okay.
I just, when the opportunity arises,
they get the benefit of the doubt.
They don't get benefit of the doubt. They get outright handed games. I'm telling you. And it's all to do. They need that team in the Super Bowl because Taylor Swift is a global force.
There was no way they were losing to the Texans because it was Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark.
Did you see the two?
And Caitlin Clark were both in there.
Right. Did you see the two egregious penalties against the Texans?
Okay.
You couldn't justify either one of those. The second one, they didn't hit Mahomes. They knocked each other out. It's all based on her. She represents millions of viewers. I can't take anymore.
They didn't get fined for those hits, by the way. If that was a late hit, you usually get fined for those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because the guy got hit for that hit Goff, got fined
they
later.
They didn't fine those Texans.
248-539-9797. Who's with me? Who's with Bill Burr?
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the people. I stand with Bill Burr on this. We go to Rich, 97.1. Rich, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. I need to know if I'm crazy like Rico paints me.
No, not at all, man. I am team Bill Burr. I'm team Mike Valenti. I was just having this conversation this weekend with a few friends and my wife, and my wife's a Swiftie, and everyone's just like, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are in it. Like, I don't understand. I get all the calls. At the end of the day, Mike, it's all about money. It's all about viewership, and you nailed it. Taylor Swift is a global icon. Every game they show Taylor Swift, and your typical NFL fan is like, I'm so tired of seeing Taylor Swift. But then you get the Swifties like my wife that's, like, watching the game just because she's there. And she's not asking questions about the game. She's asking, did they show Taylor yet? Did they show Taylor yet?
Oh, that's right.
But it's all about the viewers, because the NFL knows that if the Chiefs are in the NFL and Taylor Swift is at the Super Bowl, or I'm sorry, if the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift is there, all the Swifties are going to be tuning in, which increases the viewership. And I got a quick confession, Mike.
Yes.
I spent the last 10 years in Phoenix. I sacrificed the Super Bowl for my wife. There was a Taylor Swift Super Bowl party going on in downtown Phoenix that I attended, and it was all the Swifties just watching with their Kelce shirts on, and the NFL knows.
That's
that
right.
The Swifties tune in, and you are 100% correct, man. I'm Team Bill Burr and Team Mike Valeni.
Thank you.
But Rich,
thank you.
The only thing is, people watch the Super Bowl regardless. So,
yes
you're just adding bacon on top of this burger, but they were gonna watch regardless.
But let me say this, Rico. Yes, in the United States, they're gonna watch regardless. But you get some across the country. Swifties in other countries are gonna maybe tune in, not because they like the Chiefs, but because they're Swifties and they just want to watch. So I think it's going to gain additional viewership outside of the United States and outside of your typical, you know, American football fan.
And so, think about this.
So, guys, real quick. Yeah. So does this mean that win or lose, they've already won? So if the Chiefs lose,
yes,
it's no big deal?
Yes, because they got them there. Yeah. They sold the jerseys. They upscaled the rate on all the commercials. And to Rich's point, they get her there. I mean, Christ, half the people watching this game are going to go, who's in the luxury suite with her?
Exactly.
I'm telling you.
Caitlin Clark, the two, like, think about it. They're the two most popular female entertainers.
It's all a show.
And one,
Rich, it's all a show, brother. That's it. And that's where it loses me, because it doesn't feel authentic. Like, the Chiefs get these calls every game.
It's egregious, Mike.
Thank you. Rich, I appreciate you backing me as I am dealing with the assault of Rico Beard here.
That's not assault. I'm actually listening to you. You assault. I listen.
I know.
It's to the point where, because of who it is, yes, whenever they get a call, it's going to feel that way.
See, but Rico,
I like to liken it to Duke and Cameron Indoor Arena. It's like you just already know. Duke's going to get every call.
Well, then I'm glad you brought that up, because how does Kansas City get the calls? Most times, it's after the play has happened, a receiver or Mahomes looks at the ref.
It's and Taylor then Swift's earpiece.
Flag.
Make the call or I'll kill you.
That isn't like they're throwing it. Oh, it happened. No, it's after the fact. It's
an aggressive DB.
And you'll never convince me. You will never convince me. They were going to call a penalty on Buffalo late in that game. And Jim Nance is like, well, hello, friends. There's a flag on the field.
Oh, because he dropped the ball.
And you know what happened?
Pick it up, you bastard. It was
flag disappears.
So it was just a yellow towel.
Yeah, he was like, I was told there was a flag. I was told there was a flag.
Yeah, that was never.
That was weird, because it was like, no, there's a flag. It's like, okay, well, was it holding? What? Because I thought it was holding at first. I'm like, oh, I guess it doesn't matter, because that play wouldn't have counted. But yeah, you'll just
the world it. May never know. Let's go to Cameron 97.1. What's up, Cam?
Mike Valeni, thank you for giving me this outlet.
Okay.
You know, almost 2 years ago, you said anyone going to that Taylor Swift concert ought to think about selling their tickets. And you know what? I regret not doing that. And I'm saying this as a reformed Swiftie, as a former Swiftie who now despises her. She goes against her principles and everything. But yes, I completely agree with you. She is running the league. It is going downhill, you know, and we will all suffer for it.
Listen, I don't have an opinion on her. I don't care about her. I don't listen to the music. I don't like her, dislike her. I just know the NFL is using her to make money, and that benefits the Chiefs, and that affects my life. Because what I can't take is what I view as Tim Donaghy-level officiating. This is Game 6,
exactly.
Kings and Lakers. This is some bad stuff.
I got to remember this.
And I got a lot of friends who are all like, oh, Taylor and Travis, and I can't stand it anymore.
Well, hey, listen, I'm numb to it because if you're involved with the league the way we are, where am I going to go, Cam? You know what I mean? You're stuck. You got to watch it. I mean, I don't care. She can do whatever the hell she likes. It's the league's decision. Remember something. Did any of us ask for Black Friday football? No. Did any of us say, man, we got to move some of these games to a streaming platform like where you buy, you know, canned green beans on Amazon? No. The league. Oh, let's do a Nickelodeon broadcast. Who asked for that? Let's play every day leading up to Christmas. Hey, let's play on Christmas. The whole point is greed rules the day. What makes the money? Taylor Swift and the Chiefs. Think about how many jerseys. Think about the con that the NFL executes where they make the military pay for patriotism. Instead of the NFL doing the right thing and going, let's honor these warriors. Oh, hey, we're gonna do breast cancer stuff. Here, we're going to sell a bunch of pink shirts. Like 10 cents goes to cancer research. But what does it do? Sells merch to the female audience. Buddy. Oh, hey, we're doing the whole, hey, we love the Army thing. Hey, they make money off it. Taylor Swift, this is their freight train of revenue.
I think you're crazy, but
this is inappropriate.
I couldn't be more prouder than right now.
Why?
Because you are going full conspiracy theory. Now, you're the same guy who makes fun of me on a lot of my takes.
Because you believe in aliens.
And you believe that Taylor Swift runs the
I just
NFL.
Believe that the league has a vested interest in handing the Chiefs football games when given the opportunity.
I'm just saying.
That's as far as... No, I don't believe she runs the league.
There are official documents...
What?
About aliens that got released by the president.
Go watch another episode of Star Trek.
Google it.
All right.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Okay.
I am so proud of you right now.
Well, thank you.
You know what?
Maybe.
I'll buy into it just because.
The people buy into it. They know what they're watching. These calls are inexplicable for the Chiefs. The only way to explain it is Taylor Swift.
Okay. So how do you explain it when it was the Patriots?
Tom Brady.
Because the Patriots used to get call.
The principle is the same.
So the league picks a team and just says, we're going to ride this team.
Yes, because if you...
Now that I can buy.
And all I'm suggesting to you is the Chiefs have something the Patriots didn't. While the Patriots had Tom Brady, they didn't have the celebrity.
But the Patriots got caught cheating.
Didn't matter.
And it didn't matter.
You loved the Patriots or you loved to hate them. You watched them. This is a whole nother level. You're going to watch regardless. You love the Chiefs or you hate them. But now we can loop in an audience don't give an F about our sport. And have the Chiefs? That's why I said to you, if you want to beat the Chiefs, You have to treat them like Jason from Friday the 13th. You gotta stab them to death. You gotta cut the head off, light the body on fire, and launch it to the moon. You literally have to take the Chiefs and
put them up in 50 pieces and put them to 50 different states
in a space pod and launch it to some of the planets you like to look at in your telescope. Yes, because if you don't, Tay Tay and the league are gonna get you. That's Mike, the point of this.
Mike, you went to the bottom of the ocean on this one.
See, Mike.
I'm proud of you.
Mike, I know why Rico doesn't believe in it, because he's a...
Wow. Here's a... Be curious, will you please?
Wow.
I did not do that.
I'm messing with you because that's what he called Rich Eisen on the NFL. That's all. I'm just messing with you.
I get what you're saying, and I do think that the league props up certain teams. But I'm just saying, without the Patriots, they didn't have Taylor Swift, and they flat out cheated. And they still got away with it.
Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? We covered a lot today. Pistons as well. Don't sleep on it. The Malik Beasley stuff was interesting. They're interesting. But I can't be mad. I know no one's paying attention. And I know why. I mean, it's Rico and I talk about it all the time. The NFL takes up all the oxygen in the room. And the NBA's got a real problem on its hands. It's not watchable. We also delved into the Lions, the coordinators, the Super Bowl window. Rico, you've got something for tomorrow that I think people will find interesting, the stages of grief.
Yeah.
But you're going to present it with some flair and some options for people.
Right.
So we'll go to that. And, of course, I finally cemented that I'm right about this Taylor Swift thing. It's tremendous.
I'll give you credit for this.
Here's
it's an interesting thesis. Okay? I like the theory. I like to think that I'm a person that can broaden my horizons.
So the professor is not rejecting the thesis.
No, I'm not. David, I don't have to agree with what you say. I can listen to it. And
right,
be
it's
like,
a lost art in our country, honestly.
I really can. And where I would say, okay, here's what the positive thing. The final play, what was it? Kincaid misses he drops the pass. And a flag was on the field. That mysteriously was never on the field. Which leads you to wonder, had he made that catch, would it have been offensive holding? Back them up, 4th and 15, do this all over again. But after he was dropped, because the announcers were like, well, there's a flag. And everybody's scrambling. Well, what's the flag? Well, what? Speculation. I don't know. I don't, because normally they rattle off, oh, it was holding on 76. Yeah. I saw it. I don't know. You knew, here's one thing you knew it wasn't going to be. You knew it wasn't going to be pass interference. You knew it wasn't going to be defensive pass interference at all.
Correct.
So I thought maybe it was offensive pass interference. At that point, I'm like, oh, you
just needed to give Taylor time to get in the earpiece and tell him to pick that flag up. We don't need none of that here. That's all. I'm telling you. This is my passion project. All right.
Maybe it's as simple as if she has a cup in the left hand, throw the flag, cup in the right hand, no flag.
I think she has access right into the earpiece of the officials.
Hey, what an occasion. Wojo's here to work for 12 minutes. This is exciting.
We got an hour, dude. Come on.
God. What's going on?
Leave us some snacks or something. It's going to be a long hour.
Poor thing.
You admit, with him, an hour is like 4 hours.
No, it's different.
Hey, you're fine. He's already different. Done a show with
me.
Me doing a show with him is different than you.
Yeah.
I am able to corral him. I am able to bring the best out of Jeff.
I love
you.
I love
allow
it's
him to just run wild like a bronco.
No, I try to stop
like
him.
Like one of those horses Mike watches in those races.
Well,
you're a troll on the back of the bronco with the tall orange hair.
That would be my horse name.
I try to stop him, and you yell at me for being mean to him and yelling
There's
at him.
There's a more effective way
and
to do
I'm
it.
Now I'm yelling already.
See?
Guys, I'm here, okay? I'm in the room.
Oh, believe me, I heard. I heard you across the building.
Mike, let's talk about the Jeff problem that we have. What do we do about it?
I think part of it is Jeff needs structure in his life. And I think structure. If you present, you don't do well with structure.
Mm-hmm.
Your calling card has been organized chaos and irreverence in your radio career.
Yeah.
So I think it feeds into what he wants to do.
Okay.
Then you
all
two
right.
end up bickering aimlessly versus I come on the air.
Structure.
And if Jeff
okay.
has worked with me or Rico works
okay,
with me.
Structure.
Jeff, I'm going to present you a topic. You're going to play by these rules or I'm going to take a chair to you.
How about medication? Can we try that?
That's not the answer.
I've already tried everyone. Yeah.
Rico's disgusted with all of us. What's coming up next?
I'm disgusted with us, too.
Why? Well, yeah, we have, and kind of building off your topic at 3 o'clock, we have some stats.
Stats!
Some stats. Actually, inarguable stats that tell you the Lions take a step back next year. And I want to give them the bob. And
who?
You.
Oh.
And you could say, you could say if it's negative or it's reality.
Well, it's negative.
We'll definitely do that for an hour.
Data can't be negative. It's just data.
Right. And it can't be arguably.
Rico taught me something years ago, and it is a wise, wise point.
What?
If you walk away from watching the news saying, I agree with the news, you didn't watch the news.
Yeah.
You
no.
watched propaganda. Data cannot be negative.
Yeah.
Data is data.
Data is the house burned down. Propaganda is why the house burned down.
Oh. I thought the best advice Rico ever gave you was don't bet on the ponies.
No.
That wasn't it?
No. No.
Quite the opposite.
Bet
on the ponies.
Although we do have a bit of an issue with that in the state of Michigan.
I got some advice for Rico. Don't waste your time, Michigan State, Minnesota. You're going to win by 1,000.
Okay, you need to be quiet. You're a loser who stays up for Michigan on the West Coast till 2 in the morning.
Oh.
Stand down.
No, it was like 1:30.
Stand down.
They were both wins.
Rico,
they're
go
both
live
wins.
Your best life.
Yes.
Right.
Go careful. Get that
Rico's
pretzel.
Rico's not going to get home till 1:30 in the morning.
Have a melting moments for everybody.
Go get a hot
we'll
dog.
We'll talk to everybody tomorrow at 2.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.